mamas, and welcome. Thank you for tuning in to my very own Mom Bod podcast. I am still so very excited to be here with you guys. My name is Quintanya, aka Q, and I am bringing you the real and raw side of motherhood with this new podcast. Designed for moms who are struggling physically, emotionally, and mentally with adjusting to motherhood, all while balancing marriage, job, and of course, self-care. How do moms do it? Quite frankly, we don't know. But that is why I am here in this moment to guide you through it together. It's not easy, far from, and probably the hardest job there is. I am here in hopes to give you a village for moms by a mom because simply I understand. So come join my Mom Bod Village to get the inside scoop of my mom life, my journey before, during, and after pregnancies, my working mom experiences, how on earth I keep my health and fitness in check, my marriage, and so much more. Things about to get real deep, but oh so necessary. Hello, welcome back. Sometimes, I know I'm not the only one, but sometimes we really just need to take a week off. And that is exactly what I did. It was a crazy month of September, but here we are with a new month, new goals, and hopefully still just maintaining my sanity. So I hope you guys had the opportunity to catch up on all six of my first episodes, because believe it or not, we are now in episode 7. This one is also so very important, right? Where we're going to be talking about the self-identity crisis when it comes to motherhood. And I know I am not the only one that has issues with maintaining my self-identity, right? It's so easy to do that as far as losing it and reprioritizing and goals change and lifestyles, dynamics change. It's all so sometimes unexpected because we don't know what we don't know when it comes to whether we plan it or not plan it when it comes to having kids. And so again, thank you guys so much for coming back, sticking it out with me. Here I am, episode 7, self-identity crisis. Let's get it. So let me start off with this quote. You were someone before you were their mom, and she matters too. Isn't that crazy? Because we think when we start having kids, or even when we get married, or when we do something that's just out of our comfort zone or what we're used to, we tend to forget what our inner selves are like, what we're capable of, how we feel. We start thinking about other people and their needs and their wants, and it really gets out of hand and overwhelming. But what is self-identity? Maybe you are still struggling with even trying to figure out who it is that you are, whether you have one kid or two kids or whatever that might look like. But what self-identity is, or where it comes from, is the choices that we make about things like our relationships, our hobbies, careers, friendships, I mean, even our lifestyles. It's whatever those choices are that often reflect who we are and what we value in life. So typically, if you look around the room and you see the pictures that you might have hanging up, or the color of furniture, or if you've added some sort of greenery, or if you have, I know I'm super big into candles and diffusers and things like that. That is your self-identity. That is what you value. And so if you tend to forget those things about what makes you you, there is no doubt that you are going to start feeling a little bit more stressed, right? Or start feeling a little bit underappreciated, because that's what it comes from. We start really digging into what other people want from us, right? And if those needs are not met, then we start feeling guilty. We start feeling that mom guilt because we're doing so much and we're just doing the best that we can. And sometimes we just feel like it's not enough. And so that is why it is important to understand you, know you, and know what it is that you bring to the table and appreciate the hell out of it, because we're not going to get that appreciation from everyone else. It's just, that is how it is, you know? And so typically when people do start having kids, even myself included, new parents can sometimes feel that they have lost maybe the value as a working individual, right? We feel like our identity has changed at work. Our financial independence, man, kids is expensive, right? Our social life, the time that we have for hobbies, self-care, time for family, friends, even our husband, our spouses, right? We lose our self-confidence, and we even sometimes feel like we lose our sex appeal, right? Specifically for moms going through childbirth, our body changes. After childbirth, if you decide to breastfeed, your boobs will change, and they don't always change, right? And so those are those things that we are losing when it comes to having children. And it's never intentionally, right? And it happens whether you plan to have a kid or if the kid was not planned. But it's not until after the fact that reality really starts setting in, okay? This doesn't mean that you don't love your baby or that you don't love your spouse or that you aren't doing a good job as a parent. But what it does mean is that you may need some time to rediscover yourself. Okay? Because motherhood shows up and it definitely causes a major shift in identity. Okay? Before baby, you might have had all these expectations. Post baby, those expectations are now shattered. And the thought of you just going back to work makes your head explode. Because I know for myself, it's an eye opener. We think we want to go back at 6 weeks. And yeah, life happens, right? You're debating on, you know, pre-baby clothes, post-baby clothes. Do I take the time to put on makeup, or am I spending time with my baby? Priority changes leads to imbalance. So that is where we're going today in today's episode of Self-Identity Crisis. So what about my experience? I am now two kids in. They are two toddlers. One is 4, one is 1. And married, full-time working military spouse. I am far away from family, so I can't just call somebody up, even though the grandparents are fabulous at showing up at the right time. But I cannot just say, hey, can you come over for a sec? I want to go do this. It just doesn't work out that way. And so as for me and my self-identity crisis, I really battle probably, I would say this is my biggest battle, because I went like extremely quick from one role into the next. As you guys have probably heard in other episodes, I was an athlete in high school, athlete in college. College ends. I literally 2 months after I'm done with college, I'm married. 2 months, not even a month after the wedding, I am pregnant, right? And so I go from teenager to college student athlete to college graduate to wife, mom, military wife, like all of it happened literally. It felt like in a matter of seconds. And what I struggle with now is a lot of those traits that, again, like I talked about, what creates your self-identity, sometimes they don't always go with this role of being a mom and a wife. Sometimes things do conflict and it causes some riffraff sometimes. But the whole point is that you have to acknowledge it. You have to have that self-awareness and you just have to know things like this, that it is you struggling with your self-identity, right? And we're going to keep talking about some things as to how can we start feeling like ourselves again, right? And so some of the things that caused me to struggle again with motherhood and my self-identity is I get overstimulated very quickly. I cannot be touched for long periods of time. One, I get hot. And two, I like my personal space. And then any type of sounds, like auditory overstimulation, I just can't. There's no other way to put it. Like constant noises, sounds, screaming, loud music, loud TVs. I mean, it might be true that as we get older, those sounds start to annoy us even more, but it's very overwhelming for me. And it can definitely cause me to stress a little bit more than one would think. And then just that multitasking. So the not necessarily doing multiple tasks, but the mental multitask. So I'm at work, but I am thinking if my kids have enough change of clothes at school or something. Or I'm at home and I'm like, oh crap, did I finish my work, you know, at work? Or I'm at home, I'm giving the kids a bath. Oh, did I do laundry? Oh, dinner has to be cooked. It's just a lot of a heavy mental load that you're constantly thinking about, whether it's for yourself or for your house or for work, right? Because more often than not, moms are the carriers of information. We know doctor's appointments. We know dentist appointments. We know breakfast times for school. We know school pickup times. We know a lot of things, and we have to hoard it all and we have to work it all. And sometimes we're doing it by ourselves and sometimes our spouses are trying, but y'all know how that goes. So, but we're trying, right? And it's just that mental load that we're trying to carry this on a day-to-day basis, because again, we're mothers 24/7, right? And so we have to learn how to go about that. And so that's my biggest thing, is definitely overstimulation, and that just doesn't align with my personality all the time. Because with my personality, I am introvert. Okay. Some people don't believe me when I say that, because I do also know how to get along with people when I need to. However, it becomes very exhausting for me to be stimulated. Okay. I cannot be in big groups, or again, that overstimulation with noises. I can't do it as often as people sometimes need me to be. So I really crave alone time. And we all know motherhood has zero alone time, whether you just want to lay in bed or be going to the bathroom or take a shower. Like, there's always something, right? And so with that alone time also non-existent, because I am trying my best to balance work life and home life. And that's also a very conflicting role with being a military spouse, because I am typically the preferred parent. If the kids can't go to school for whatever reason, I know with this pandemic, they've been in quarantine several times because of classrooms closing down. Thankfully, they haven't gotten sick, but we can't send them to school. And so I have to sacrifice my work schedule because my husband is active duty, and that's just not always allowed. They just can't do certain things. And so he is able to go to work and do work, and not saying that he's not stressing about the kids or what I have to do, but easier said than done, right? It's a lot easier. I won't say it's a lot easier, but it is very different to mindfully stress about something that you can't help with rather than actually being in the moment doing it, if that makes sense, right? So we can be thinking about things that bother us that we really can't control or have any control over, versus that person who's actually dealing with it. So those are very two different perspectives, and it's just still hard for us. So we try our best and we're doing what we can. And that is just something that, again, I struggle with because I am a very hard worker at work and I try to be a very hard working mom and wife at home. And man, brain goes into overdrive. And when it does that for too long of a time frame or time period, I stress out. And it comes out definitely, y'all. It comes out as anger or frustration or tired. I get really tired. And it doesn't always come out as loving. And I know these things, right? But again, easier said than done to stop myself in the moment and address it. It's really, really hard. But again, it's all about that self-awareness and working through it because it's not helpful when I'm also very critical of myself. Number one on an Enneagram test, if you haven't taken the test, take it. Enneagram. All right, I'm a number one on the Enneagram test. And that means I'm a perfectionist. And y'all, that the details of the perfectionist is me to a T. It's actually really scary when I took that test. And so me being super critical of myself is also not helping with my self-identity because I don't give myself enough credit. And I've been thinking about that a lot more lately because I am not patting myself on the back and appreciating all the effort that I put into things. And that is definitely something that I need to do more often. So with all those things that I shared that I'm struggling with, what exactly helps me feel more like myself again after having kids? And the first thing that really allows me to regroup and feel like my old self is when I reconnect with friends without my kids. And that could be a simple phone call or a FaceTime. Or I've had so many friends come out and actually visit, you know, and it's just been so good to reconnect with my friends because not only am I adjusting, they're also adjusting. They have to, or they don't have to, but they have done a really good job of doing so, of accepting my change as far as being a mom with different responsibilities and different priorities. And so there are just some things that we're not able to do anymore. And so whenever I have the chance, I definitely send text messages. We call each other, we have group chats, and it really makes me feel like my old self, like things just haven't changed. And to have friends, man, to have those friends who really just accept you, they have no idea what it's like. My closest friends/sisters don't have kids. Only one of them are married, and I'm kind of still in the newlywed phase, if you ask me, but it's so, so good. And it literally is so helpful when we can just reconnect like nothing's changed. And that just, like I said, that is just the main thing that really, really helps me maintain my sanity when it comes to that. Another thing that I do is I love taking a extremely hot shower. I love it. And it can be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes. I really try not to go past 30 minutes because we got bills over here. But it is just so refreshing. Even if I don't need a shower per se, I will still get my butt in that shower because it is just so refreshing, especially being in this dry climate, like a little bit of humidity is necessary. So I really enjoy my time in there. Sometimes I have music playing. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just relax. I'm doing some deep breathing. I try not to, you know, do a mental checklist or to-do list or anything like that. But I really use that time in the shower to really reset, open up my pores, grab some body scrub, and just have at it. I love it. I love it. And I try to do it during some quiet times when my kids are napping or if they're still sleeping in the morning, or if they've gone to bed at night. I try to do it those times so I am less likely to get interrupted, and it just feels amazing. And then last but not least, I love, love, love going to the store by myself. I don't like going shopping with other people all the time because I get sidetracked, and I like to just take my time sometimes, or maybe I'm just going in there and I have a solid purpose and I want to get in and I want to get out. But I also don't like to be interrupted. And so when I go with other people or I go with my kids, it's just like, okay, you are really messing up my mind game here. Like I have a purpose, or I'm more easily convinced to buy something, you know? And so I really just like to go and take my time and just browse. Sometimes I'm not even going to buy anything. I just really like the peace and quiet. I'm also getting my steps in, going to my favorite stores, and just having at it. And it really just gives me, again, that alone time that I crave so much and need in order to recharge. And it really just gives me that space outside of motherhood and wifehood for me to just hear my thoughts and be able to follow through on my thoughts. And those three things right there, reconnecting with friends, hot shower, and going to the store alone, are three things that really make me feel more like myself after having kids. So those were the things that I use to help me navigate my self-identity crisis. But I want to give you some other ideas, because maybe those just aren't in your lifestyle or you're not able to fit those into your routine. So I'm going to give you 5 more tips to help you navigate the inevitable motherhood identity crisis, because you are stronger than you think and your best self still exists. You have to root for yourself. Everyone's not going to be rooting for you. So you have to root for yourself, but you have to know yourself first. And so starting off with 1 is accepting the change, right? Whether we plan to have a child or not so plan to do it, it still happens. And we can't just shove the kids back up there. We can't. We just can't do that. And so being patient and accepting the change and understanding the change is very important. Because when you go into that acceptance, like there's levels to it. And when you finally get into that acceptance stage, things seem to feel a little differently. Less resistance, more openness, perhaps more flexibility, and way more understanding. You just have to accept where you are, do what you can with what you have. Okay. 2, be determined. Don't be stubborn. Okay. Don't be stubborn, but I want you to be determined. Try really setting some goals and setting what your perspectives are, setting your boundaries, setting those and being stern with them. That is how we want to be determined. We don't want to just be stubborn and not accepting help or not accepting this or not doing that, whatever that looks like. We don't want that, because again, that's just going to add some resistance, add stress, add a lot of things that we really cannot afford to add to our plate. And when you're just determined to do it the way that you feel that you're able to do it for what works for your family, then things are good. 3, taking one task at a time. Okay. I mentioned earlier how when moms tend to multitask, whether physically or mentally, focusing on one thing at a time, because if not, that sense of overwhelm is going to come at you like a ton of bricks, like simple as that. And we definitely, we don't want to take on or bite off more than we can chew because it's unnecessary. We got to be gentle with ourselves. We have to focus, right? Focus on one thing at a time. If there is one thing that you are struggling with, or maybe there's multiple things that you're struggling with, when we try to do too much at once, the ball is going to get dropped somewhere. And then it's going to be like a domino effect, because then we're going to start feeling guilty and shame and a whole bunch of other things, all because we try to do too much at one time. So prioritize what you want to fix and focus on that and taking it one thing at a time. Number four, ignite your new role. Okay. Now that you're a mom, ignite it. Set it on fire and be the best mom that you can be. Really, really dig deep and find what you're good at and multiply it by 1,000 times by adding in the title of motherhood. Motherhood doesn't stop what you're already capable of doing. Add on to it and be good at it. Be great at it. But again, adding that resistance and not accepting that change of lifestyle definitely, definitely ignites that self-identity crisis. And that's not what we want as well. Okay, so definitely think about it. Think about how you are as a mom. Think about how you want to mother your kids, how you want to be a wife, and ignite it. Whatever you are, be a good one. And then we have number five. Motherhood looks different for everyone, but feels just about the same. So we really get caught up in watching other moms on Instagram and now TikTok and Facebook. And I mean, there's just so many avenues, even if in person, while we're browsing stores, we are always looking at, well, maybe y'all aren't, but sometimes I am. And I am just so like always impressed at moms who they got their makeup done and their outfit is so well put together and they got the latest and greatest stroller and the kids are clean, everyone's coordinating. And I tend to think that I'm coming up short, right? And that is that struggle when we start comparing ourselves to others. Like, it's not even necessary, because motherhood is going to look different from one mom to the next. How she does things and manages things or doesn't manage things, it's her lifestyle. It is what she wants to do. It is what you want to do. And it might all look fine and dandy, but I can guarantee every mother out there has had at least one breakdown. And it could be a mental breakdown. It can be an emotional breakdown. It could be something. Okay. And her social media is going to look fabulous, because that's what social media is for. It's meant to make you look good and to have a good time and to social network. But you have to understand that motherhood, it's just that, it's motherhood. And it is all women navigating the system of how to love their children and love themselves at the same time. And instead of us working so hard to compare ourselves or do what she's doing or do how she's doing it, shop where she shops, doing everything like she does, we just need to be commending her for showing up. That is the type of credit that we need to be giving ourselves and everyone else for showing up, because motherhood is a 24/7 job. You don't just get to give up and quit. You really don't. And we really have to accept that. Again, accepting that change and coming to terms with who we want to be as individuals. Hence, you overcoming your self-identity crisis. It is highly important for you to be going out and doing things that you enjoy, that revitalize you, that make you feel good, that make you feel happy, because motherhood comes with a lot of things that we don't always want to do. And it's just how it is. priorities change. Our kids' needs are important. Our husband needs are important. But our needs, we cannot give to them if we are empty ourselves. But we have to know ourselves to really know what we even want to do. And if you're in this moment now and you're just like, damn, I don't know what I want to be doing right now. Well, now's your opportunity. Write down something that you've been wanting to accomplish, or maybe something that you have accomplished and you really need to take it to the next level, because now's the time. I remember my husband telling me that we had a conversation about, we don't know why people wait till January 1st to do things, because every day is a new year. And that's so funny to think about, because we are so wired to think that, oh, New Year's resolution, happy new year, new me, yeah, yada, yada, yada. But every day, mothers have to wake up and show up. And it is not always taken lightly. Like, it is a mental task to get up some days and do that. And if we're so busy comparing ourselves and trying to be like the next mom, like, we're really missing out on our own lifestyle. We're really missing out on our creativity, our family, what we can bring to the table. And it's time for us to change that. I have one friend who's a mom, and she is amazing as far as balancing her self-identity and being a mom and a wife. And I truly commend her, because she really opened up my eyes to really addressing myself and having fun, because that gets lost in motherhood. We feel like we can't have fun anymore. And so I always see her talking about, me and her have had this conversation where it's like, girl, live your life. Like, don't let kids stop you from living. That is not what they're here for. They're here to add that sugar and spice, and they're here to add for your heart to be able to give a little bit more love. They're not here to stop the process. They are here to teach you about yourself and to be able to give something back into this world, because we want to be creating kind people, right? And if we change our perspective about what kids can do for us, what having a family can do, what being a wife can be like that is, it's amazing to think about. Like, the opportunities are endless. And so I am here to repeat what she has told me, and that is to live your life, live it to the fullest. And whether that is going to be you reconnecting with friends, or having a girls' night out, girls' night in, having a spa day, or having a do nothing day, right? I really just want to pour into y'all and say, you guys need to sit down, think about what it is that you're doing, identify any changes that you want to make, and make them. Okay? We can have these goals all day, every day. But if we're not acting on it, then they're just a wish. And we all know wishes only come true if you put in that work. Wow, wow, wow. That was so needed. Not only for me to just say certain things out loud as far as what I'm like and what I would like to see myself doing differently, but also just to be having this conversation with other moms, because I want you guys to be able to do the same. It is a lot easier for us to hold these things in and feel lost and confused and feel like we really don't serve a purpose outside of motherhood. But quite frankly, that is not the case. You have a very important purpose, and that is to not only be there for your kids or be there for your husband, but that's just simply for you to just show up for yourself. Your purpose is to show up for yourself because you deserve a lot more than what you're allowing yourself to receive and accept. And once you start believing that, things are going to start looking and feeling a whole lot different. So again, moms, if you're having this self-identity crisis, come up with some strategies. Shoot me a DM. Whatever you need to do to get through this, because again, you're not alone. This MomBot community is for all mothers in different aspects of the journey. Again, motherhood is motherhood. It's going to look different for each and every mom, but it all feels the same. And you are not alone in trying to figure out what it is that you're here for since having kids. Are kids taking up majority of your time? Do you feel like there's not enough hours in a day? Do you feel like you're not giving yourself enough time to yourself? Whatever that looks like for you, I definitely want to hear about it, have an even further in-depth discussion about it because it's necessary. And we all just need to go there with ourselves as well as other moms. Okay, so thank you guys so much for tuning in. This was episode 7, Self-Identity Crisis. And I will definitely do my best to keep up with these weekly episodes because it is so fun. This is something that I use during my free time while I have the time. Okay. It is hard balancing school and work and family, but I make time for this because y'all, I need this. I need it. It makes me feel good. I'm giving back to my MomBot community. I am learning more about myself and I am talking about it. And it's so good. It feels so good. And I just want the same for y'all. I want y'all to be feeling good too. And the takeaway is, again, whatever you want to be, you can be it. And whatever that looks like, whatever that is, just be a good one. Don't compare yourselves to other moms. You are good and you are exactly where you need to be. So do it how you do it and live your life. Thank y'all. See y'all next week. Peace.